AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says people in this country must commit to the unfinished work of Martin Luther King Jr., delivering jobs and justice and protecting what he calls a sacred right to vote, from which he says all other rights flow. Vice President Kamala Harris.
Anti-voter laws are being passed that could make it more difficult for as many as 55 million Americans to vote. 55 million Americans. That is one out of six people in our country.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s eldest son criticizes Congress for failing to pass voting rights legislation. Here's Jennifer King.
After leading a march across the Frederick Douglass Bridge in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King III and his family had a message for President Biden and lawmakers, calling on them to honor his father's legacy by passing stalled voting rights legislation.
No more empty words. Don't tell us what you believe in. Show us with your vote.
At a news conference, King decried laws passed in 19 Republican-led states that have made it harder to vote in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging.
These laws are being passed with knife-like precision to cut black and brown voters out of the process.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said he wants to push through a filibuster and proceed with voting rights legislation using a reconciliation procedure. Jennifer King, Washington.
Funeral services held today for 9 children and 3 adults who died in a Philadelphia fire earlier in the month. Dominique Cook was a cousin.
I enjoyed my time with my older cousins. Growing with you guys was a blast. It was fun and full of memories. You guys were still sent home too soon to my younger cousins. It wasn't enough time for us. It wasn't even enough time for you to show the world what you truly could be.
The fire was the deadliest blaze in the past 100 years in Philadelphia. This is AP News. The legal challenge of the Texas abortion law has been sent by the 5th Federal Circuit Court of Appeals to the state Supreme Court. All 9 justices are Republicans. There's no timetable as to when the state court will take up the case. New Mexico authorities now have what they feel is a key portion of evidence in a fatal accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
It's been nearly 3 months since cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot to death, and about a month since authorities in Santa Fe asked for Alec Baldwin's cell phone. It was turned over this past weekend, and investigators hope information on it might yield some clues about the case. A search warrant for the phone sought text messages, photos, videos, calls, and other information related to the movie. Baldwin's lawyer says the actor has cooperated with authorities from the get-go, and the delay in getting the phone to them should not suggest otherwise. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.